Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Coffee Break French, Season 3, Episode 1. Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. We are delighted to be back with another season to help you build your confidence in French. In this season, we're going to be following the adventures of Katie, Alf and Veronica, three students studying at a language school in Nice. They've been asked to write a text each week describing what they've done during the week. And it's these texts that we're going to be using to develop our vocabulary, build our confidence in using grammatical constructions, and generally improve our French. Normally, each week we'll focus on just one of our characters, but in this first episode, we're going to introduce all three. Now, we should point out that the texts, which have been written by our students, have of course been corrected by their teacher, and are read by native speakers, so don't worry about picking up wrong accents or anything. This is all absolutely 100% correct French. Now, we're going to have a listen to the texts written by Katie, Alf and Veronica, and afterwards we'll pick up a couple of language points that have been covered within the texts. If you'd like a full analysis of the texts, then we would recommend our members' materials. In the members' version of this podcast, we go through the whole text line by line, focusing on language points, on the grammar constructions used, and on interesting vocabulary. There's also a full transcript with language notes, giving further explanations of the words and phrases used in the text. And we also provide the texts read at a normal speaking speed to help you push your listening skills that bit further. There's more information, of course, on our website at radiolingua.com. In the meantime, let's get straight on with today's episode, and we're going to begin by listening to Katie's introduction.
Bonjour tout le monde, je m'appelle Katie et je suis étudiante américaine. Je passe 2 mois ici à Nice, où je fais un cours de français dans une école de langue. J'apprends le français depuis 2 ans et j'espère améliorer mon français ici. Je viens d'une petite ville près de Montpellier, dans la région de Vermont, aux États-Unis. J'aime bien où j'habite, mais jusqu'à maintenant, je n'ai jamais vraiment voyagé. J'ai toujours voulu voir le monde, et surtout connaître l'Europe. Alors, j'ai décidé de passer 1 année en Europe, et j'ai déjà passé 4 mois en Irlande, et 2 semaines à voyager en Norvège, en Suède et au Danemark. J'ai beaucoup aimé la Scandinavie. Mon grand-père était suédois, donc j'ai toujours rêvé d'y aller.
Okay, so hopefully that was fairly straightforward. Katie is an American student, and like Alf and Veronica, she's doing a language course in Nice. She said, je fais un cours de français dans une école de langue. Une école de langue, a language school. She mentions that she's been learning French for a certain number of years, and she uses that construction depuis. Have a listen again.
J'apprends le français depuis 2 ans, et j'espère améliorer mon français ici.
So Katie says, j'apprends le français depuis 2 ans. She's been learning it for 2 years. And she also says that she hopes to improve. J'espère améliorer mon français ici. I hope to improve my French here. Katie then goes on to talk about where she's from.
Je viens d'une petite ville près de Montpellier, dans la région de Vermont, aux États-Unis. J'aime bien où j'habite, mais jusqu'à maintenant, je n'ai jamais vraiment voyagé.
So she comes from a little town near Montpellier in Vermont in the United States. And she says, je n'ai jamais vraiment voyagé. I have never really traveled. So this is why she's spending a year in Europe. Have a listen to this next section and see if you can identify all the countries where she's already been.
J'ai toujours voulu voir le monde et surtout connaître l'Europe. Alors, j'ai décidé de passer une année en Europe. Et j'ai déjà passé 4 mois en Irlande et 2 semaines à voyager en Norvège, en Suède et au Danemark.
So Katie mentions Ireland, Sweden, Norway and Denmark. Did you spot why she really liked Scandinavia?
J'ai beaucoup aimé la Scandinavie. Mon grand-père était suédois. Donc j'ai toujours rêvé d'y aller.
She says that her grandfather was Swedish. Mon grand-père était suédois. Let's have a listen again to Katie's introduction.
Bonjour tout le monde. Je m'appelle Katie et je suis étudiante américaine. Je passe 2 mois ici à Nice où je fais un cours de français dans une école de langue. J'apprends le français depuis 2 ans. Et j'espère améliorer mon français ici. Je viens d'une petite ville près de Montpellier, dans la région de Vermont, aux États-Unis. J'aime bien où j'habite, mais jusqu'à maintenant, je n'ai jamais vraiment voyagé. J'ai toujours voulu voir le monde, et surtout connaître l'Europe. Alors, j'ai décidé de passer une année en Europe. Et j'ai déjà passé 4 mois en Irlande et 2 semaines à voyager en Norvège, en Suède et au Danemark. J'ai beaucoup aimé la Scandinavie. Mon grand-père était suédois, donc j'ai toujours rêvé d'y aller.
Now, in the members' version of this episode, we'll be going through Katie's text in great detail, line by line, looking at all the language she's used in her text. But for the time being, let's move on to Alf, and we'll listen to his introduction.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Alf, je suis anglais, et en ce moment, j'habite près de Nice, en France. Je parle un peu français, je suis marié, et ma femme Jennifer habite toujours en Angleterre. Elle va arriver bientôt, parce que nous avons acheté une maison près de Nice. J'essaye de rénover la maison avant son arrivée. J'ai commencé à apprendre le français à l'âge de 13 ans. Quand j'ai commencé l'école secondaire. Mais ça, c'était en 1962. Donc, j'ai beaucoup oublié. Néanmoins, j'ai toujours aimé le français. Et nous sommes allés en vacances en France plusieurs fois. Donc, j'ai toujours voulu améliorer mon français.
So, Alf is English. And, like Katie and Veronica, at the moment he's living in Nice. Alf says that he's married, but he mentions something about his wife. Have a listen to this.
Je suis marié et ma femme Jennifer habite toujours en Angleterre.
So, Jennifer, Alf's wife, habite toujours en Angleterre. She still lives in England. However, she's going to arrive in Nice soon. Have a listen to the next section and see if you can work out why.
Elle va arriver bientôt parce que nous avons acheté une maison près de Nice.
Alf says, nous avons acheté une maison près de Nice. So, they've bought a house near Nice. And she's going to arrive soon. Alf then goes on to talk about learning French. See if you can identify the age at which he started learning.
J'ai commencé à apprendre le français à l'âge de 13 ans, quand j'ai commencé l'école secondaire.
So, à l'âge de 13 ans, at the age of 13. J'ai commencé à apprendre le français à l'âge de 13 ans. Even though he has forgotten quite a bit since. He says that he has always loved French. And he also mentions spending time in France. See if you can work out why.
J'ai toujours aimé le français. et nous sommes allés en vacances en France plusieurs fois. Donc, j'ai toujours voulu améliorer mon français.
Alf says, nous sommes allés en vacances en France plusieurs fois. So, we have been to France on holiday several times. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. We're now going to listen to Alf's introduction once again, and hopefully this time you'll understand that bit more now that we've gone through some of the language covered.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Alf, je suis anglais, et en ce moment j'habite près de Nice en France. Je parle un peu français, je suis marié, et ma femme Jennifer habite toujours en Angleterre. Elle va arriver bientôt, parce que nous avons acheté une maison près de Nice. J'essaye de rénover la maison avant son arrivée. J'ai commencé à apprendre le français à l'âge de 13 ans, quand j'ai commencé l'école secondaire. Mais ça, c'était en 1962. Donc, j'ai beaucoup oublié. Néanmoins, j'ai toujours aimé le français. Et nous sommes allés en vacances en France plusieurs fois. Donc, j'ai toujours voulu améliorer mon français.
So, we'll hear more from Alf in episode 3 of this season of Coffee Break French, when he'll go into more details about his experience learning French and tell you a little about the house that he and his wife have bought just outside Nice. It's time now to turn our attention to Veronica and find out a little about what she's doing on the Côte d'Azur. Have a listen to Veronica's introduction and then we'll go through some of the language covered.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Veronica ou Véronique en français. Je suis australienne et en ce moment, j'habite à Nice sur la Côte d'Azur en France. Je suis femme d'affaires et je travaille ici sur plusieurs projets.
So, what do you know about Veronica? Well, she mentioned her nationality.
Je suis australienne et en ce moment, j'habite à Nice sur la Côte d'Azur en France.
So she is, of course, Australian. And at the moment, at this moment, en ce moment, j'habite à Nice sur la Côte d'Azur en France. I live in Nice on the Riviera in France. Now, as you'll find out in subsequent episodes, starting with lesson 4 of this season, Veronica has quite an interesting job.
Je suis femme d'affaires et je travaille ici sur plusieurs projets.
She describes herself as une femme d'affaires, a businesswoman. And as time goes on, you'll hear more about her projet, about her projects in Nice and the surrounding area. Let's listen again to Veronica's short introduction.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Veronica ou Véronique en français. Je suis australienne et en ce moment, j'habite à Nice, sur la Côte d'Azur, en France. Je suis femme d'affaires et je travaille ici sur plusieurs projets.
And you'll hear much more from Veronica in future episodes. That's where we're going to leave it for just now. So you've been listening to Lesson 1 in our new season, Season 3 of Coffee Break French. We'd really like your feedback. Let us know what you think by going to the website at radiolingua.com and posting a comment on today's episode. As I've explained already, there's lots more that we can say about the language that Alf, Katie and Veronica have used. And we do just that in the premium version, the members version of this podcast. The recordings of the texts that we've been using in this version are slower than normal, so they're recorded specially at a slower pace. However, in the premium version, you'll also hear these texts at normal speaking pace, so you can practice your listening skills for real, authentic French as it's spoken. And our premium materials also offer a full transcript of the entire text. Okay, in the next episode, we're going to be focusing on Katie and finding out more about what she's doing in Nice and how she's enjoying her time there. You'll also find out why she chose to come to Nice to learn French. Alors, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui. Merci beaucoup et à la prochaine. This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.